move on then to item 7, approval of the final accounts. Only this screen works. And you did say you keep it brief.
No, if you sign in, you should be able to.
Might be best to just circulate.
The format of comprehensive income and expenditure
G11 matches the council's portfolio reporting structure. CIS, I guess in the coming terms, includes accounting entries such as depreciation, capital grants, and pension adjustments, which we've already spoken about. So they do not necessarily show the same figures as we might show on the outcome report. So it's not just the cash backed transactions that are shown, it's all the additional accounting entries that have to go in because of the IFRS requirements. And we also produce a narrative report separately, which needs to be considered alongside the statement of accounts. So this is a complicated graphic, just shows how the linkages between the various statements fit together. So just starting at the left-hand side there, the comprehensive income expenditure account, G11. Now that shows a deficit of 15.6 million for the year, which sounds a bit alarming. But as we move through the statements, you can see that that gradually gets to be a figure that becomes more recognisable. So by the time we get to the movement and reserve statement, at the bottom left hand corner there, we're looking at actually an increase in balances of just over 3 million. That's after all the accounting adjustments that we have to put in and strip out. The other statements of note are, remember reserve statement is G13, the balance sheet is on G14, that brings everything together, both the like the usable reserves and the unusable reserves, so the accounting adjustments we spoke about. The cash flow statement, which is on G15. We also include an expenditure and funding analysis at G10, which just helps to separate those items that are recognised on cash back, if you like, against those that are accounting adjustments. And then we also include the G94, a bit later on in the statement, a collection fund, as well as a billing authority, which also pays the house tax and business rates. And also the firefighters pension fund on G102, so that's already been mentioned, which we it's grant funded, so it's no actual net cost to the council. We get money back to the government, but nevertheless we still have to include it in our accounts. And that has always been stated on G104, this is the council's own pension fund statements. So, going back to what I said just now, that the comprehensive income expenditure account is not really comparable with the council budget and the figures that may be presented as outturn because of the accounting adjustments we've spoken about. The movement in reserve statement, the expenditure and funding analysis bring the figures back into line with what we might recognise in the council budget. So, it's the same information, but just presented differently. So just looking at one or two of the headline figures, the figure of just over 3 million, which we looked at just now in the movement and reserve statement, we then take into account the contributions to and from reserves that happened during the year, which was taking £655,000 out of reserves, and then taking into account the general fund contribution that we're making back in to the general fund as part of the medium-term financial plan, which was always going to be, that was always intended, we can come across the revenue budget saving of £445,000. Okay, so let's speak a bit more about that in a moment. So,
yes, so now we come to some numbers which you'll probably be much more familiar with. So you may remember that the quarter four outturn statement, which was drafted at that time, showed that we had a revenue budget saving against the budget target of £445,000. These next couple of slides just give you some information about that understanding of the portfolio. So you can see there that adult social care and public health was almost exactly on budget, with just a £1,000 variance there. The key pressure area, and which was the case really throughout the whole of the last financial year, was in children's services, and in particular around the costs of looking after children and care packages. So their outturn came in at £633,000 overspent. That been brought down during the year. I think at one point during the year it was over £1 million. Community and safety and public protection, small variance there, £129,000. Other minor variances across the other portfolios, environment and heritage, and underspend there, mainly in relation to grants, maintenance contracts, infrastructure and transport, almost annual budget as well. And planning and housing have an underspend of £315,000. And you'll see some details from then on the next slide. So, speaking over, just to finish the picture of 445. The resources directly capable of an underspend of £702,000. Resources covers a very large range of services for the council, and the majority of those savings were in relation to staff savings due to vacancies occurring across various areas of the resources portfolio. So that £445,000 was the net outturn, and the Director of Finance has delegated approval to transfer that money to one of three reserves, the General Fund Reserve, Transformation Reserve, or the Capital Financing Reserve. The decision was taken in conjunction with the lead and deputy leader to move the money into the Capital Financing Reserve because our capital resources for future years are very limited, and that was deemed to be the best use to try and invest more in capital to create best operating conditions and also to invest in things that will generate saving for us. The next couple of slides just give a little bit more detail about 445. So I've already covered some of those. So as you can see, children's foster care placements, legal care costs, and purchase residential care costs came in about £1 million. That was offset by another element within children's services to come down to their net underspend we've just seen, which was in relation to savings on homeschool transport and asset management. So other areas you can see there, just give a little bit more detail to the figures I've already quoted. And turn over to the next slide, yeah. And this is the final slide, giving more detail on the numbers that we've already talked about. Okay.
So I'm just going back to the comprehensive income expenditure account on G11, just to say that there's obviously some variances between the years, but sometimes it's a bit strange. But just to remember that there's lots of individual factors that might contribute towards that, not least because of the IS19 pension adjustments, depreciation, and other non-cash items that just have to go in as accounting entries. So there's one, for example, for children's services, there was an increase in expenditure in the year, and also an increase in government grants. So if, for example, the school, as it's happened, came back into the local authority control during the year, we would have an increase in the DSG, the school's grant, but then, of course, we would have an increase in the expenditure. So things happen from year to year, which sometimes makes things look wildly different than the previous year. But on the whole, the variances are fairly, in percentage terms, are fairly small. Thinking of the balance sheet, there's all sorts of things going on G14. So although there was an increase in the net deficit of 8.6 million in the year, some of that is due to some net asset values increasing, particularly on property, plant and equipment, to do with the highways and waste contracts. And also on short-term creditors, where we owe money to other people. As the highways PFI financing goes through the years, as it comes towards a 25-year period, some of the liabilities change from being long-term creditors into short-term creditors. So I'd say sometimes you get these differences, but there's one other factor that sits behind them. One was, of course, the pensions liability, the IS19 pensions liability, which increased partly for the reason that we've already heard about. And also, for 18-19, we had an increase in the short-term provision for the business rates, because for that year, the council had to account for 100% of the assets and the liabilities and the available funding worked for that year. And there's also been some changes to the some of the treasury items, short-term investments, cash, borrowing. That'll be covered separately in the report at the end in a few moments. So just to talk about the council's reserves in general. These are shown on G65. So we've got the general reserves. They're the, if you like, the cash that we've got, mostly within the general fund balance, which is now 11.2 million. The capital receipts reserve and the capital grants unapplied reserve. The 12.1 million includes 9.6 million, the infrastructure grant that the council got for various highways projects that are currently being planned. And the in the earmark reserves, we've got some changes there, mainly to do with the highways BFI contract and the capital resources reserve, which Kerry's already touched on. And then we turn on unused group reserves, which are all these pension funds. So all these adjustments, accounting adjustments, they're not available to use as cash, they're purely accounting adjustments. They're mainly around the pension fund deficit, the revaluation reserve of assets, and something we call capital adjustment account. So there's changes there throughout the year.
Okay, so just to sum up then, the 18-19 budget strategy included a planned contribution of £3.2 million to the general fund. That was set out in our medium-term financial strategy for 2018-19, and that was actually a contribution that was made in full. And in addition to that, we had the year-end outturn of £445,000, which was transferred, as I already mentioned, to the capital resources reserve. So you will already have heard the opinion of the external auditor from their report. Just to recap, the external period runs from 1st of June to 31st of July, and is now substantially complete. The capital pension amendments have now been incorporated into the financial statements and notes. There were some other minor presentational amendments to the disclosure notes of none of the material nature affecting the primary statements identified. And as you've heard from Helen and David, that the external auditor is planning to issue an unqualified opinion on the council's financial statements by the deadline of the 31st of July. So that sums up our presentation for you. I know there's a lot of technical jargon in there, but if you've got any questions, we'll be happy to take them, and I would recommend that you approve this statement to us.
Yes. One comment from me is we could have had this talking a little bit earlier than Friday afternoon.
The reasons were connected to the cloud adjustments. The draft statement has been on the website as we have to publish by the end of May. The cloud entries were the only change when they formed the draft. So, yes, I know it's unfortunate timing, but it was unavoidable due to the fact that we had to restate some of the numbers because of the judgment.
This won't happen next year.
We hope not, unless there's any further legal impacts from any court action, but we don't anticipate that.
Thank you. Good morning. Any questions on this old 55-page document from any of the members?
I'll move approval, Chairman, in that case.
I have one comment and one question. One comment is a note that actually on one of the pages, which is lot 68 of the document, it actually shows the leisure facilities do not run at a profit. Turnover 3.3, expenditure 4.4. Which is what I ascertained when we were doing our task and finish group on commercialisation. So that's my comment. The question is then is on page 31, it's got allowances for impairment of short-term debtors. And it says the council has made allowances of £6.1 million for non-collection of outstanding debts. seems rather a lot of money.
So I'm making the announcement. No, the announcement now in short term debts of £3 million. Sorry, I didn't quite pick up the figure you mentioned.
Sorry, say that again.
I didn't quite pick up the figure that you mentioned.
We made an allowance for that in my life. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. So we have to take everything in the total. So this would include the council tax and business rate debts as well. There's any sundry accounts that the council have outstanding. So to take a view on the length of the debt has been outstanding and also the chances that it might be needed to be impaired. So it's a view that we take every year, so we review on an annual basis. That's not to say that those debts aren't being actively pursued, but we have to take a prudent approach on the basis that there's a possibility that they might not be be collected. But so having said that, every effort is made to
and
staff are working hard to make sure
that
those debts are
correct. So, what were the final uncollectible steps last year? Wherever it is in this document.
Yeah.
Basically, what you have to write on.
That is shown on G62, that's note 21.
Sorry, the document page number is?
It's right there. It's G62, the document 58.
Just start again, can you, because I've got a printed copy, I've only got the report page number.
Yeah,
58
is the application on that. The figure, total on that outstanding debt is, £22.6 million.
It's the write-off figure, what do you have to write off?
Yeah, and I may need to come back to you on that question, because to say it's hard to within 70 places.
How do you expect us to find out?
What we do is we report the impairment allowance that was made against that figure, but the impairment allowance changes as things are added in and then taken out again. So just allow me to come back to you on that, because I'm glad to have
it. Possibly on the same sentence. On the narrative, page 15, second paragraph from the end, it says, for that reason, the Council's future forecast deficits could reasonably be expected to vary between plus or minus £3 million.
That is in relation to medium-term financial strategy, and it reflects that there are an awful lot of uncertainties coming up in the red budget funding for future years, not least the Fair Funding Review and the change in the business rates retention scheme, which it looks like the panel's going to be delayed here. So that £3 million was to reflect the fact that there are so many factors in the Fair Funds Review that could go, some will go in our favour, some will unfortunately go against us, and therefore that's the level of uncertainty and risk in the financial planning at the moment due to the unprecedented changes being made for the government finance.
Stuart won't be happy with that.
Thank you. I'm certainly not unhappy with the level of uncertainty we've got. It is a great shame that government haven't made up their minds about business rates, and already they've chopped the 100% retention down to 75%, just as we are working our socks off to try and get in more business rates, allowing us to keep a smaller percentage. As Kerry says, we're waiting for the outcome of the Fair Funding Review. We think that is likely to benefit us rather than disbenefit us, and we're building in of that guesstimate into our budgets already. It's the wrong guesstimate, we'll be in trouble. We don't expect to hear until probably November, maybe early December, what the outcome of the Fair Funding Review is. We've also seen the Green Paper on social care funding constantly deferred, and although our new Prime Minister, who seems to have found a pot of money that nobody knew about, is telling us that he'll now pay for social care, we don't see any indication of it yet. We're also told that we will get some benefit from the Ireland deal. I think that's highly unlikely for the next budget. So we have a very substantial number of unknowns, including the fact that we've got a brand new Chancellor in Sajid Javid, who has a different approach to the previous one. All we can do at the moment is to work on what we do know, and if any of those uncertainties come up good, then that will help us a little. But at the moment, our three-year rolling forward programme shows that we've got to save £13.5 million from somewhere.
Okay. Council.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to add a little bit more context to that, plus or minus £3 million as well, I think the challenge is in something called business rates reset. So effectively, from 2013, our business rates that we expect to get that's built into our base budget was calculated at rates that was in 2013. Everything that we've increased over above that since that particular period in time, we've been able to get 100% of the benefit. However, the government in talking about their funding review and funding of the approaches through 100% or 75% potential business rates have not yet indicated whether they will allow us to keep that extra growth as part of the reset process, or whether they'll strip it out of us and then reapportion it as a grant or not reapportion it at all. So that really kind of gives us the degree of challenge aligned to the issues that Councillor Richardson has referred to. If I might, Chairman, also, I think in order to help Andrew, I think the write-offs, unless I've just read it under the wrong page, G95 in the table there, which declares write-offs at about £449,000 for the year.
£449,000.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Just found that. Lastly, just a part about the Council Tax and Collection Fund write-offs at £449,000, and then also on G59, there's a figure for sundry debt write-offs, which is £148,000. So £148,000 for general debtors and £449,000 for collection fund debtors.
Okay, thank you. Paul, you want to propose?
I'm happy to propose, yeah.
Chris, the second. And we're going to the vote to approve the 2018-19 statement of accounts.
Unanimous.
Sorry, Chris?
Can we just put a caveat that, I mean, the group, they're fine, but we haven't really had the opportunity to scrutinise them as far as home. And that if anyone, if the members does have any questions, that they can come back into the offices and hear and ask them an explanation for them. Because I certainly don't feel that I've had the opportunity to really look at these accounts.
What were you doing over the weekend?
I'm sorry, my grandson's 18th birthday, and we had 10 grandchildren at this
point. I think you've got the point.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to have to take any questions you might have between 4-3 and 130 repeats.
Thank you, Chris.
We actually need the paperwork signing off, so if
we can
pass that through to Megan.
Yeah, I'll do that after the meeting.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, item 8,